Release from material distress. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that one should surrender unto Him, giving up all other engagements. The Lord also gives His word there that He will protect such surrendered souls from the reactions of all sinful activity. Srila Rupa Goswami says that the distresses from sinful activity are due both to the sins themselves and to sins committed in our past lives.
Now, relief from material distress. There are two kinds of activities, pious activities and impious activities. Generally, we understand by performing impious activities, we suffer. And by performing pious activities, we enjoy. But actually, in the material world, there is no enjoyment. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that Daitya Bhadra Bhadra Sakalisham. In the material world, in the world of duality, either we think this is pious or either we think this is impious. They are practically on the same platform. We take it as pleasure. Just like several times I've explained, people here in this material world, they're working very hard all day and night, and when they gain some material profit, after working so hard, they think that this is profit, this is happiness. Actually, where is the happiness? If one is working very hard, where is the happiness? This is called illusion. In the Shastra, it is said, generally, people in this material world, they are in the Rajoguna. Therefore, hard working activities, they take it as pleasure. If some saintly person do not work, he is engaged in devotional service or meditation or chanting. Sometimes it is misunderstood that these people are escaping because they take it very nice to work very hard. Unless you work very hard, they take it as a process of escaping. They are escaping the social obligation and other obligation that they are taking to mendicant life, living at the cost of others, so many things. So they like it to work very hard. But our Krishna consciousness movement is transferring that hard working to the business of Krishna. That tendency for hard working may utilize, just like the Mahabharata philosophers, they think that lust and anger, these are our enemies. Kam, krodh, lo, moho, matsarjya. But Narottam Das Thakur says that the kam also can be utilized for Krishna's service. Kam Krishna Karmatma. if one is very much attached to work for Krishna, that tendency for the karmis to work very hard for sense gratification, it can be utilized. It can be similarly krodh bhakta deshiya. Krodh, anger is not good, but anger also can be utilized for Krishna's service. Just like Hanuman, he became angry upon Ravan for the sake of Lord Ramchandra, and he set fire in the golden city of Ravan, Lanka. So that anger was utilized for Lord Ramchandra's service. He never utilized anger for his personal sense gratification. In this way, everything can be adopted in the service of the Lord. And as I was explaining the other six items, how devotional service, pure devotional service, is the only means to attract Krishna. To attract Krishna, you cannot utilize your spirit of karmis, or jnanis, or yogis. You can attract Krishna simply by devotional service. Bhaktya mam abhijana. Krishna says plainly that simply by devotional service one can understand me. Bhaktya mam abhijana. So, the activities of the karmis, when adopted in the service of Krishna, even by working so hard, our tendency, we can actually, devotional service depend on the main principles, savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam paro sevanam, archanam bandhanam dasyam, but within the category of dasyam, just like Hanuman, Hanumanji, he was engaged in the platform of dasyam, or John was engaged in the platform of sakram. So, they are also working very hard. The battlefield of Kurukshetra, it was not a place of sitting down very easily and silently. When he was fighting just like a soldier. He took all the duties of the soldier, but it was being fought for Krishna. That is the attraction. That is pure devotional service. Krishna also gave him certificate, bhaktosi priyosi. My dear John, you are my dear friend and devote. By any action, if it is adopted for the satisfaction of Krishna, that is devotional service, and one can attract Krishna, attention of Krishna can be attracted by pure devotional service without any personal motive. That order is received through the disciplic succession of the spiritual master, how Krishna will be pleased. In the present condition, we do not know how Krishna will be pleased, but we know from the shastras, we can know also from the direction of the spiritual master, how Krishna will be pleased. Dasya prasada bhagavat prasada. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, you have to follow the direction of the spiritual master. He is guiding as a leader, and if he is pleased, that means Krishna is pleased. Dasya prasada bhagavat prasada. The devotional service is the only way. Karmi means they are working very hard for their personal benefit, not for Krishna's benefit. Similarly, jainis, they are also trying for personal benefit, mukti. He wants mukti, liberation, nidhid brahmanusandha. Similarly, yogis also, they want personal benefit, some material power, astasiddhi yoga, animalogima, siddhi, bhukti mukti siddhi kami, sakoli asam, chaitanya chaitamita says, except pure devotee who only wants to satisfy Krishna, everyone is working for his personal benefit. Tarmi jnani yogi. But Krishna says, pure devotional service, Rupa Goswami says, pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. Now, but ignorance is no excuse. One reading, next. Generally one commits sinful activities.
Due to ignorance. But ignorance is no excuse for evading the reaction, sinful activity.
Yes. Generally we commit sinful activities knowingly, if not knowingly, unknowingly. Just like we are walking on the street, we are killing so many ants unknowingly. So that is also sinful activity. You do not know, you do not want to kill the ants, but it's still unknowingly you are killing. When you take water from the jar, there are so many animals encircling the water jar, and when you take water, some of them die. When you make paste on the pestle and mortar, spices, so many small insects die. That is going on. So, knowingly or unknowingly, we are committing sinful activities. So how to say? That is replied in the Bhagavad Gita. Yajñarthe karma annatra lokayam karma bandham. If you do not act, or if you do not engage yourself in Krishna consciousness business, then you are becoming implicated with so many sinful activities. That is sure. Therefore, one has to take to Krishna consciousness without faith. Otherwise, he will be entangled. Karma bandhana. Even if he is doing pious activities, he is becoming entangled in karma bandhana, in bondage. He has to take birth. Pious activities means he has to take birth in nice family, rich family. That is also bandhana. He has to enter into the womb of the mother and live there for 10 months in compact, airtight compact bag. That is not very good living conditions. But we forget all these things. Either we do not care for this. But actually, fact is, knowingly or unknowingly, we are becoming implicated. But if we simply take to Krishna consciousness, and if we engage ourselves in his analog devotional service, if we try to understand Krishna, his activities, his form, his name, his quality, his paraphernalia, then the result will be, as Krishna says, tapta deham punarjanma naiti mamiti. There is no question of reaction, because Krishna says, even we are doing, that we are bound to do, as I have already explained, that knowingly or unknowingly, we are committing sinful activities. But Krishna gives his assurance Aham kva sarva papibha mokkhaisa. So if he, of course a devotee never does anything knowingly, sinful, but unknowingly he is doing. But Krishna is taking charge of him. Aham ta sarva papibha mokkhaisa. So there is no question of grief. Therefore the subject matter is relief from material distress. If you get to Krishna consciousness without any motive, sincerely, then your position is secure. Krishna takes charge of you. Kauntya pratijani hi name bhakta pranasat. His devotee will never be vanquished. Just as Arjuna was considering how he could kill his kinsman, his family man, his nephew, his brother, his grandfather on the other side. Actually, this killing business is not very good, it is sinful. But the same thing he committed after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he agreed, Parishtha Bachananta, yes, I shall fight. But does it mean, in the beginning, he was considering about the sinful effects of his activities? Why did he engage himself in the same business, although he knew that it is sinful? No. Even if he acted so-called sinful activities, for Krishna, under the order of Krishna, for pleasing Krishna, then that is also devotion. It is very difficult. We should not manufacture such concoction. But the fact is that if actually one is acting for Krishna, there is no question of sinful reaction. That's a fact. Relief from material distress. And material distress means it is due to sinful activity. In another place also, in the Brahma Sanghita it is said, Karmani Nidahati Kintu Cha Bhakti Bhajam. Karmani. And everyone is being caught up by the action and reaction of karma. But a devotee is protected from the action and reaction of karma. Karmani Nidahati Kintu Cha Bhakti Bhajam. A devotee, a Krishna conscious person, remains free always, provided he is fully engaged in Krishna conscious activities for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
What? Sinful activities are of two kinds, those which are mature and those which are not mature. The sinful activities for which we are suffering at the present moment are called mature. The many sinful activities stored within us, for which we have not yet suffered, are considered immature.
Yes, this is also another position. The reaction of our sinful activities, we are suffering, as soon as we get a material body, it doesn't matter whether a rich man's body or a poor man's body, the material body is itself subjected to threefold miseries of this material condition. Therefore, Arjuna was advised by Krishna, Agama paina amitya tan titikha sabhara. You cannot avoid the miserable condition of this body. That is not possible. So, we have to tolerate. There is no other excuse. But do not create another body. And that is devotional service. Karmani Nidahati Kintisa Bhakti Bhaja. Due to our past karma, we have got a certain type of body. Karmana Daiva Netrena. By the supervision of superior order, superior vigilance, we get a certain type of body. This may be a king's body or a postman body, an animal body or anything we get. That is by superior order. So, we should not create another body. That is the aim of human life. We should not create another body. Another place in the Bhagavad, it is said, Nunam vikarma krute, Nunam pramatta krute vikarma. Pramatta. Pramatta. Pra means pratishtarupena. Matta. Man. We are living entities. We have come here in this material world for sense enjoyment. And we are therefore mad after it. Pramatta. So, nūraṁ pramatta kurute vikarma. Vikarma means which is against the laws. Just like karma, akarma, vikarma, these are explained. So, vikarma means against the law. They be the version. They give us that you should work in this way. But if you do not act according to the Vedic injunction, that is called vikarma. And we become subjected to suffering, impious activities. But we do it because we are mad after sense gratification. We do not care. Just like a thief, he knows that by stealing, he will be punished. But he steals because he is mad after stealing. He'll do it, taking the risk of being arrested and being harassed. Nūnaṁ pramatta vikarma, nūnaṁ pramatta kurute, jad indriya pritaye aprinoti. And they are mad after doing all this nonsense only for sense gratification. The Viśarda says, nasādhumanne, this is not good. Jatama ātmanayam, as you have got this body, material body, miserable, because as soon as you get a material body, you are put under the miserable condition of material nature. So, we should not create another body, so that we shall be put into under tribulation again. That is intelligence. So, if we put ourselves in the activities of devotional service, we save that risk, not to create another body. If we do for indriya priti, jat indriya pritaye apnoti, then we create another body. But if you act in devotional service, then even there are something sinful activities. Karmani nidhati kintucha bhakti vasa. So, for a devotee, he is saved. He is saved from creating another new material body. In this way, the stress is given that sinful or not sinful, we should not create another body. Karmakanda. In the Nārtanda Thakur says, karmakanda, jnanakanda, sakali bhisera bhanda. Amrita baliya jiva khai, nana jani bhraman kare, padarja bhakhan kare, tar janma adhapate jaya. We should not take either to karmakanda, fruitive activities for elevating to the heavenly planet, jnanakanda for stopping the birth and death and merge into the impersonal Brahma, that is Jnanakanda. The Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Nārtanda Thakur says, everything is Viṣabhanda, the poison pot. Why poison pot? Karmakanda, Amrita Valiya Jiva Khai, if we drink poison pot, thinking it is nectar, then the result will be that we have to accept another body and we have to be under the tribulation of material nature. And sometimes we get the body of the king of heaven and sometimes we get the body of a hawk for eating stool. This is going on. Nana Joni Bhavanta. We have to wander in different species of plants and we have to eat all abominable things. Tarjanma Adhapapita. So we should not spoil our life in that way for creating another body. We should be very careful that we may not create another material body. And what is that safety position? Krishna says, janma tanma me dibbam jijanati tattata. If you simply try to understand Krishna, how Krishna takes his birth, how he becomes the son of Devaki, son of Nanda Maharaj, how he becomes the son of Yashoda. Now these things, if we study, if we try to understand Krishna, if we don't accept Krishna as ordinary man, abhijananti man murha, then in this way, if we understand the science of Krishna, jai Krishna tattva vetta sei guru ha. If one understands the science of Krishna, he is spiritual master. Kiba vipra, kiba sudra, nasi kane no. It doesn't matter whether one is Brahmin, or one is a sudra, or one is a sannyasi, or one is a grihastha. It doesn't matter. If he knows the science of Krishna, jai Krishna tattva vetta sai guru. If he knows the science of Krishna, jo janati tat, janma padma me dibbam jo janati tat. How that tattva, the truth, can be understood, that is also explained by the Lord Himself. Bhaktanam avijanati javan jachami tattva. You cannot understand in truth. You cannot understand Krishna in truth by other process, karma, jnana, yoga. No. Bhaktanam avijanati. So you have to take to devotion and service. Then you shall understand Krishna. Krishna will reveal. If you are engaged in Krishna's service constantly, tesam satatujaktanam bhajatam priti purvak. If you are devoted heart and soul for service of Krishna, then Krishna is within yourself. He will give you intelligence. Buddhi yogam dadamitam. He will give you intelligence. He will purify your heart. He will purify your position. As you have read in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sinnathang sakata krishna punnasavana tirtam riddhantasra avadrani vidhunati suhitsatam. If you simply hear about Krishna, the process to Krishna tattva vetta means to hear about Krishna. That's all. Try to hear about Krishna. Satam prasangatma bija sangvina. That is potential. Simply if you hear from the right source of Krishna, not for the professional or from jainis, karmis or politicians. No. Pure devotee. Satam prasangat. In pure devotional service, in pure devotional mode. Then the potency will act. And we shall become pure devotee. Taner bhitar diya marame pushila. It will act. And as soon as it will act, you become Krishna conscious, then your life becomes successful. Above all sinful or pious activities. What is that? Samaditta itan. Mancha bhavicharini bhakti yogi na jasi bhakti. Sagunan samaditta itan. Samatita. Sammak atita. You can perfectly overcome the influence of the gunas, the three modes of material life. Because our suffering is due to association of the three gunas. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janma-jyonisu. We are getting different types of body, either as a king or as a dog, sat asat. We think the king's body is very nice, dog's body is not good. But whatever body we get, material body, that is not very good. Nasadu manne jato atmanayam asannapi klesa dayasa deha. Any body, any type of body you get, he must have. It doesn't matter, European body, American body, or Indian body, or this body, or that body. If we think, now you are Americans, you are very happy. You are Indians, you are poor. Now, either poor or happy, it is all unhappiness. Karanam gunasanga sa sadasada. That is means association with the modes of material needs. But if you engage yourself 24 hours in Krishna consciousness business, in devotional service, then sagunal samatittayitan brahma bhuyayakalpa. Immediately you are on the brahma-bhuta position, liberated position. So, just like one man is suffering from disease, somehow or other, if he comes in the, what is called, convalescent stage, freed from the disease condition. But if he keeps that convalescent stage rightly, he do not, what is called, again, relapse. If you do not relapse the disease, then you are nice. Similarly, to keep in Krishna consciousness means you are not diseased condition. But do not allow the disease to relapse. That means do not deviate from the devotional service. Much of bhavicharini bhakti yogina jasevat. Of bhavicharini. Don't misuse the devotional service. Then you are all right. Sagunan samatitta yitan brahma bhuyas. Then you keep yourself always in the transcendental position, brahma bhuta position. And then brahma bhuta position, you can elevate yourself to the parabhakti. Spontaneous. Parabhakti means spontaneous devotions. Automatically, you will be loving Krishna. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakaankati samas sarvesu bhutesu madhvakti lavati param. And after being in the Brahma bhuta state, that devotional service is very sound, parabhakti. Otherwise, if we stick to the devotional service of temple worship, one is performing temple worship, regulative principles, that is also we should go forward. This is Kanishtha Vikara. So, Vakta Prakita Smita. So, we must elevate ourselves to the second class devotee position. To become first class devotee, that is very difficult job. We can expect after executing devotional service as a madhyamadhikari, then we can be promoted. But if we keep ourselves simply on the lower stage of devotional service, then there is chance of falling down. Sabhakta prakita smita. Simply, just like generally they keep in the kanishthadhikari stage, of course there is no loss. In any adhikar, in any position, you are benefited because you have taken the devotional service. But our attempt should be from Kanishtha adhikar to Madhyama adhikar. Madhyama adhikar means preacher. Unless one comes to the Madhyama adhikar, he cannot preach. Because in the Uttama adhikar, there is no need of preaching, because Uttama Adhikar, he sees everything good. He does not think anyone is lacking Krishna consciousness. He says everyone is Krishna. I am not Krishna consciousness. That's like Kaviraj Goswami said. Puri said, ki thaite muise lobhishtu. He sees himself lower than the worm in the stool. But he's not so. But he thinks like that. So, Uttamadhikari, it is not to be imitated. One must keep himself in the Madhyamadhikari state. Madhyamadhikari state means that one knows what is Krishna, Ishvara. One knows for who is Krishna's devotee, Ishvara Tadodhineshu. And one knows who is innocent, neither devotee nor non-devotee. And he knows who is non-devotee. This is Krishna. In Kanishtha Adhikari, he knows simply how to worship the deity. Atyayamevam haraye tappujang sadhyahati. So, it is the duty of the spiritual master to promote the devotees from the Kanishtha Adhikari to the Madhyama Adhikari. Not to keep them. My Guru Maharaj sometimes used to lament because so many disciples he had and nobody was coming out, very nice teacher. He was lamenting. The only Kanishtha Adhikari you are keeping, simply people in the Kanishtha Adhikari and engaging them in the auction month. That is not required. They should know. The Kanishtha Adhikari does not know who is but a devotee. Natat bhakti is a charnish. What is the duty to others? He is very busy in temple worship for his personal interest. That is also good. But one has to promote further to become a Madhyama Adhikari and then analyze who is God, who is devotee, who is innocent, who is non-devotee, and behave in that way. So that business is to make sense with devotee, to love Krishna, and to the innocent priest, to enlighten them in Krishna consciousness. And those who are atheists, to avoid these four principles. So in this way, we should execute our devotional service, then our life will be Vishwam Purnam Sukhaya. It will be a very happy life. That is the heading, subject matter. Free from material distress. Immediate. If we actually keep ourselves in devotional service according to the description given by Srila Rupa Goswami, then we keep ourselves fit in devotional service and there is no question of material distress. Thank you very much. Yes, pure devotee is anyone who has no other motive except to serve Krishna. It doesn't matter. He is first class, second class, or third. Annavilasita sunnam. If he has got some motive, then he is not pure devotee. He may be not advanced, but if he has no motive, then he is pure devotee. If he wants to utilize Krishna for his personal benefit, then he is not pure devotee. He is impure. So first of all, he has to become pure devotee.